taking a closer look at the stories that affect you most with a big dose of common sense.
You know, the Buy American slogan could be a lot more, if the Trump administration and the president decide to enforce a law from 1980. Because when the feds fund academic research, the resulting inventions are supposed to be, as required by law, to be made in America. When you and I foot the bill, when we put out our tax dollars and fund this research and they find something great in transportation, medication, information, whatever it may be, it's supposed to stay here and be created by Americans. But that law has been, for the most part, forgotten. My next guest, Justin Hughes, teaches international trade and intellectual property courses at Loyola Law School, Los Angeles. Justin, or should I say professor, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you here, sir. All right, this makes sense to me. The way it used to be, American universities would do research in a variety of places, then hand off their, you know, what they've found oftentimes to American industry. Industry would go to work, and America would prosper. But in large part, a lot of that has been forgotten. Even this 1980 law, which has been more recent, things have changed. What's going on, sir?
Well, actually, before the 1980 law, the situation was worse in that the U.S. government, you and I as taxpayers, would fund billions and billions of dollars of research. And then when the research was done, if there was something patentable, the patent would, every federal agency had its own policy on patenting, but basically the patents would be turned back to the federal government. And that meant that prior to 1980, there were thousands, some people believe as many as 28,000 patented inventions that were just sitting on the shelves in a figurative sense, but the government had them, and only 4% of them were being licensed. Now,
really?
Now,
so they just sat there and collected dust?
Yeah, they were collecting dust, but a lot of those you and I wouldn't want to be licensed because a lot of them, for example, were military technology patents. But
fair enough.
But there was a big chunk of technology there that wasn't being utilized. And your listeners who remember from the 80s, you know, in the 80s, we were very worried about the rise of Japan and American economic competitiveness. And so a bunch of actions were taken, and one of them was this very bipartisan Buy-Dole Act. Senator Dole and Senator Buy led the effort, and a government-wide decision was made that the results of federally funded research and development would be transferred, if the universities wanted it, to the universities and the nonprofits who did the research. And then they, in turn, could license it out. So if you think about it that way, Steve, that's a great idea because that means, well, then the licensing money will come back to universities and support higher education, and that's all something we should want. But then, because this is the 80s and we're worried about American economic competitiveness as we are today,
sure.
The federal government said, okay, but you need to make it in America. So if it's a new pharmaceutical, you need to make it in America. If it's a new improvement on semiconductor manufacturing, you need to do it in America. Unless you get a waiver from the federal agency involved that says it just really can't be done in the United States. And that's
so they find an escape hatch on the back of the legislation and use it.
Well, you know, the problem is we don't even know if they're using it. That is, in the sense that there's each person who has a license, if they can't make it in America, is supposed to get a waiver, a formal waiver from the federal agency that gave them the money. I don't think, and anyone I've ever talked to doesn't think that's actually what's happening. It may be happening with the National Institute of Health for their grants because they have an online form to apply for the waiver. But even if those applications are happening, there's no evidence that anyone at NIH is really scrutinizing them in the way that Congress intended in 1980.
So how do we turn this around then, and how do we get American ideas, well, American university ideas, I guess it doesn't matter where the people originated from, but American ideas into the hands of American industry to power this country going forward?
Well, you know, this isn't a golden arrow or anything, but it is something that could make a difference in thousands of jobs. And what we need to do is we need to enforce the law. The Department of Commerce needs to step up to the plate. And this, and you know, this back in the Obama administration, the National Academy of Sciences figured this out, and they said, it's a great system, but we don't really know what's happening. We aren't monitoring it. We aren't auditing it. We aren't enforcing it. And the Department of Commerce needs to sit down in there and say, okay, we're going to assemble a team and audit all these, at least spot audit, start spot auditing, see, is everybody manufacturing in America? Do all the licenses have this requirement in them? Do all the assignments of the patents have this requirement? And when people have gotten waivers, you know, were they realistic waivers? Were they just kind of pro forma waivers? Ah, sure, you can make it outside the U.S. Was there any serious enforcement? And if we find cases where there wasn't, and I actually have good reason to think that there's a lot of manufacturing or a lot of the use of our patented technology outside the U.S. that they never got waivers.
Right, a lot of shenanigans going on because there's no oversight. Unfortunately, Professor, we have to leave it there for today, but you've brought our attention to something extremely important that I think we should be pursuing in the future, and I think we should extend our conversation sometime soon as well, because this is an important consideration about buying American and making sure that, well, when we invest our tax dollars, they go to the right place. Thank you, sir.
Exactly. Thank you for having me.
Justin Hughes, a professor teaching international trade and intellectual property courses at Loyola Law School in Los Angeles. Some final thoughts after this quick break on the Steve Gerber Show.